stop.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Yo, yo, welcome back to Banter with the Boys. Fast laps. That was so ugly, dude.
You should have seen it in person. It was even worse. Mike's back this week.
Yeah.
For the Hungary recap and some summer break action.
Hello, I'm
Hungary.
Here.
Hungary.
Feeling more aerodynamic.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're back from perishing last week because Joe said you perished at work.
I did.
Which is ridiculous.
What? I liked your comment, by the way, about I was doing my best Carlos Sainz impression. That actively made me laugh out loud.
Yes. Was it a painful laugh?
No.
Oh, good.
That's good.
Welcome
we're glad
back.
That laughing doesn't I'm hurt you, only sneezing.
I was like telling my mom too when we were sitting in the emergency room. I was like, am I going to make it to F1 tonight? She's like, is that really your concern right now?
Yes. Of course it's the number one
so
concern.
Funny. That's
unbelievable.
So
wearing the Aston hat, no less. They had a great weekend.
They had a great weekend. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, just because you said emergency room, you had your appendix removed. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're
hence,
now,
I'm more aerodynamic. Carlos Sainz impression.
You are now a Williams driver.
Oh, no.
Huh? Do we congratulate on?
I am.
I mean, congrats that it went well.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, you're here now, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Joe's here. He has an appendix.
Hello. I still have my appendix.
Kev, what's up, dog? No, I'm just kidding. That's so messed up.
That was crazy.
Everybody just thinks I hate Joe, and that's not true.
Well, I think we gotta really like up the stakes next year, and just like you just don't even introduce me anymore.
You just start talking in the first. You just start talking about practice or whatever. Yep. New hat for you.
New hat. Yeah, I was at the. I was at Road America for the IMSA Sports Car Weekend.
And how was that?
It was fun.
Worth the road trip out there?
We stay from like Thursday to Sunday, and by like Saturday I'm like raced out and I'm ready to go home. Mm. But Sunday was actually fun because it was just pure racing. There was no practice. There was no shenanigans. That was nice. We had like four races to watch, so that was kind of cool.
Now you guys said you rent a golf cart, right?
We do.
Something?
Yep.
Okay, and that made
our first
a huge
year.
Difference,
oh my god! Our first year we walked, and that was a nightmare. And then the second year it was just me and my buddy. It was just two of us. We rented the golf cart, and it was a game changer.
Yeah,
it like changed everything.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, fair enough.
We were like, we hit every single spot like around the track because it was, you know, minutes away.
Yeah. It's accessible now.
Yeah. So it was a good time.
Rather than 30 minutes or something.
Exactly. It was a good time. I did have a lot of racing because I still tried to watch quali and then the race.
It's a lot of racing.
Yeah, I watched the F1 race in between like the second to last race of the day on Sunday and the main race, the sports car race. So
I don't think you missed too much, but every time I say that we somehow nitpick all these little things.
I mean,
and we make it
all
a thing.
I watched it all. I just don't have like crazy notes, so I might be leaning on YouTube
a
little
finally,
bit.
Finally,
I don't have notes.
Talking.
Yeah, I'm gonna probably go off on McLaren, but you guys have to cover everything.
That's
else,
fine.
So.
Go off on McLaren.
Yeah, I will.
Whatever. Anyway, again, Kev's here. He gets two shout outs. Kev.
Woo-hoo. I have my appendix. Thanks.
Kev still has his appendix.
Smeltzy also has his appendix.
This is the reason why I'm the fastest here at this table.
Yes. Expect him to now be flying.
I'm already flying.
All right. Wait, you got someone else?
No.
Oh, you look like you're about to say something about appendixes.
I was just going to say he's flying.
Ah, got it.
He's flying.
Got it. Kev, let's head into our not Belgian recap. I didn't change it. The Hungaroring recap. While we were gone, Mike, you had something to say about Joseph?
No, I don't think I want to say it anymore. No, I was we were in the intermission. I was just saying I didn't get a chance to say it, but I liked his hat too. It's a good hat. I like that hat.
He thought about it though. He wasn't going to say it on air.
I don't feel comfortable saying
him.
This.
It's okay.
I don't like being nice to him.
I don't feel comfortable.
Just can we cut that out and post?
That's so funny.
Okay, mark it. Yeah, we'll cut it out. Don't worry. Yeah, no. So quality practice, yada yada.
I mean,
for me, sorry, go for it.
No, please.
Alpine sucks. That's it.
Alpine is not doing very well
no.
right now, unfortunately.
Nope, we'll get into them. Don't worry about it. Rubbish.
I realized something earlier. Alpine is the only team this year in the bottom five teams who hasn't touched sixth place.
Like above, like six or above?
Like no, like finish sixth this season. Like they haven't been in sixth place
Pierre
at all this season.
P6.
Six.
No,
or,
no, no.
Six
as a constructor.
They're the only constructor. In a Grand Prix, they haven't finished sixth or better as a constructor.
Like, so far, every other team has at some point been in sixth for
higher.
The constructors.
Or higher?
This season.
Or higher, right?
This season. Gotcha.
Right?
Okay. All right. My bad.
And Alpine has just been kind of pulling up the rear.
Yeah, they're doing a really stand-up job at Caboosin right now.
It's looking pretty good.
Yeah, that's...
But...
That's rough. I mean, but they still got points on the board. They just need, like, a good race, and they're ahead of Haas.
It's crazy that they are in last, but still have 20 points.
Yep.
I think that's, that like, 20 points would have put them in, like, eighth last year, right?
I can't remember. At this point in the season, like, I can't remember.
Hold on, I can
no, you're
find
right. It. I think you're right.
I think I'm gonna double-check right now. I'm going to go to 2024. I have constructors pulled up. It would have put them in ninth.
Yes.
It would have put them in ninth because Mercedes or Williams had 17 points last season. So it would have put them in ninth.
Still, either way, not competing with the rest of the field.
But crazy.
But crazy nonetheless.
Crazy year. Crazy year.
That's all I really had for practice anyway. Leclerc getting pole. Was that something we had on our bingo cards?
No,
this
not
weekend?
At all. It was like just like a crazy, really good lap out of nowhere.
Maybe you guys didn't. This doesn't age well, considering that he didn't finish on the podium.
No, correct.
I knew he was going to have a good weekend, and I was really glad at first when I heard that you guys didn't put him on your podium. So I was like, yes, and then it didn't matter.
Thinking that he was slick.
I thought I was.
But after pole, I bet, slick. Yeah,
he it looked pretty good.
Good. Yeah,
it looked
yeah,
pretty good.
Sure. And the start wasn't horrible, but it quickly got out of hand for him, for Leclerc. It was
such
God.
A bummer.
So, yeah, let's just not, you know, without further ado, let's just dive into it here. Should we start? Yeah, we're going to start from last to first. Alpine. Gasly finished. Oh, yeah, you're right. It is Haas, technically. Bierman retiring and Ocon finishing P16.
Yeah.
What do you got on Haas? Just rough weekend.
Rough weekend. It happens. Actually, Ocon had some pace for a while and then just kind of fell back. I think he lost out in strategy. It is what it is. They're not their best track. They came into this track knowing that they weren't going to do super well. So with how competitive all the bottom teams are, you're going to have good weekends. You're going to have bad ones.
I got a question for you.
I have an answer for you.
You're typically like the guy that brings like news on like if like teams are like done upgrading or if they have future upgrades. Do you know where Haas is at with that?
I've heard no news. I tend to not hear anything about Haas because people don't talk about them.
Fair enough.
It's really hard for me to find news on Haas. They just don't get a lot of news time. So I think they're actively still upgrading, last I heard.
Okay.
So I think they've still got some more small upgrades coming. I kind of hope they stop and just focus on next year. But c'est la vie.
C'est la vie.
They may need the money. They may not have a choice but to keep upgrading.
They got Toyota money. It's fine.
Obviously, Bierman retiring. Said came out some. I didn't find exactly what it was, but it came out of some quote mechanical problem.
Yep.
He came out and said, "I was just surviving." And then I put something stupid in here that says, but was he even driving to surviving, though? That's dumb. That's so dumb.
He had rear floor damage.
Rear floor damage. Yes. Okay. How did you... What did you...
I literally just type, why did Bearman retire in Hungary?
I swear that's what I did. Why is my AI not as smart as your AI?
It's definitely the VF-25 sure. sustained can't rear floor damage.
Impossible.
I feel like, if I remember correctly, too, like, at the start, he was actually, like... He was going really fast too, wasn't he? Like, I thought he started pretty decent.
Oh, Ollie?
Yeah, I thought he had a decent start to the race. I don't remember offhand. And then he started falling back because he was having problems with his floor, and then they decided to retire him. Don't know. Doesn't matter. He DNF'd.
Haas sucks.
He had a good opportunity because when he was in 10th when he pit, and he was on fresher tires than everyone else, and he ended up back in 17th after his pit.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, he had like the tires to get ahead. Yeah. Granted, Verstappen had really bad trouble with traffic. He might have also had bad trouble with traffic, but we just wouldn't know because of the floor damage. So, yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Alpine, Gasly. Or I'm sorry, Colapinto first. P18, Gasly P19. I looked up the pronunciation of this in French before the show, and I'm gonna butcher it. It's like déchet.
Déchet, yeah.
It means what? Trash, rubbish. So I figured that it was worth it for me to look that up. That's why I'm not wearing my Alpine hat today.
I believe in French we'd call that performance merde.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. All I said here is, oh, Franco got into Q2. Whatever. I mean, that's pretty much, if there's any shining light, I don't even consider that a shining light. Hence why I'm wearing a NASCAR hat today rather than an Alpine hat.
We need to get you a better hat, buddy.
I need to just order my Mercedes hat. Anyway, let's see here. Who was in P17? Oh, wow, we're talking about Red Bull, the Max Bulls.
The Max
Bulls. Max Verstappen, P9, Yuki, P17. Is this you, Joe, that wrote, "The king is dead, long live the king"?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just Verstappen had such a bad go of it. I mean, he got...
It's not even his fault either.
We'll talk about him soon, but he got...
No, we can talk about him now.
We got overtaken by Lawson. I mean, at some point, I think it was all during the pit stop strategy, but he just couldn't get through the traffic when he pit, and he complained about it, and that was like all I heard from him the entire race, and he just stayed back.
He did not get a lot of screen time.
No, he really didn't.
Other than some of his very aggressive passes, one of which was on Hamilton, which was... pretty gnarly. Again, got to have big kunas
for the pass
he was trying to do.
He was passing, you know?
I'm like, 50-50 on the Hamilton one, though. Like,
yeah.
What do you think about that? Because it seemed like he pushed Hamilton real wide and pushed him straight off the track. That was that...
It was really hard to see, like... It was really hard to catch, like, if it was anything at all. Like, the angle they kept showing, I could not tell if any contact was made.
Sure,
apparently,
for sure.
It doesn't look like it. So,
for sure.
So,
you know.
And Hamilton didn't really say anything about it,
And the stewards, you know, they decided to not do anything about it, so.
In post-race interviews, they asked Max about it, and Max basically said, I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. I mean, yeah, I kind of dived it, but, you know, that's just racing.
He went for it, and it held
and
on.
Nothing came of it. He ran off the road, but that, I mean, that's just racing. That's how it goes sometimes. And then they asked Lewis Hamilton about it, too, and Lewis goes, oh, I'm going to be real. I totally forgot that happened.
But he had a rough
clearly
day.
The drivers were completely non-miffed about it.
Sure.
Like, Max didn't care. Max, like, that's just racing, and Lewis didn't care because Lewis was like, hey, I was more focused on everything else that was happening. That was just one of many things.
God.
It could have very easily just been Max, rather Lewis just being like, "This my race is not with him. I'm just going to go wide so I don't like
which
end
could
both
be.
Our races."
Which could be. And maybe it just looked more dramatic than it was. Yeah. But there's another pass. It might have... No, it wasn't on Leclerc. I thought it was another Ferrari. But I can't remember who else it was on. But Max was just sending it. I mean, just aggressive drive, trying to do what he can, still somehow fighting to stay in the points with a...
I mean, when's the last time we've seen him end further back than he started?
Oh, this is weird. P9 is really weird to see the king.
I think they said this is his worst finish since...
I believe it. I don't care when. I believe it.
2017?
Wow, that would actually be a really...
His worst finish.
Outside of not finishing.
Outside of not finishing, right? Because that's not a finish.
That's not a finish, right?
Hence,
that's crazy.
Actually, no, that's a lie. He finished outside of the points in an earlier race this season, didn't he?
He DNF'd in Austria, right? No, this
he
is
did.
2020. Yeah, 2025. He
I'm
DNF'd in Austria.
He got 10th
in Spain. Yeah, he got 10th in Spain, so he didn't do well in Spain or Austria.
Yeah. So either way, bad finish. Feels bad.
Well, he's got stuff to look forward to coming out of summer. Just the first track, I guess. But anyway, Williams. Sainz finishing P14. Albin. We had a debate about that real quick. It lasted about 10 seconds last week. Is it Albon or Albin?
It's Albon.
Albon. Okay. Williams. Not in points. Didn't look awesome.
Yeah, Albon started 8th, but just could not... Oh, wait, no. Did he start 8th?
I'm sorry.
I'm looking at the wrong thing. I have so many tabs open, I apologize.
No, it's okay.
It's good for your RAM.
I mean, I have a lot of it, so it doesn't matter. Okay.
Make sure to download
dang.
A lot.
You don't even know. Qualifying, both of them, Sainz in 13th, and Albon in 20th. So yeah, but neither of them. Albon gained positions, right? Sainz didn't. Sainz is still kind of struggling in the Williams, unfortunately. But Albon is showing promise. He just needs to. There must have been an issue in his qualifying lap. He was a tenth and a half off the pace of Hulkenberg in qualifying. So, you know, there was something going on there. Just a bad weekend for him. I think he's consistently getting, like, pretty into Q2, Q3.
Yeah.
And then getting low points most of the races. So it's
I would agree.
I'm chalking it to, like, a bad weekend for Albon. And then Sainz is just kind of, he's just kind of
what
stuck.
What is going on with Sainz?
I think it's the same thing that's going on with Lewis. You know, it's just growing pain. Really, really, really bad growing pain. And I hope they both get better with new regs. That's all.
For sure.
I think Lewis might get worse, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah.
Just
a gut feeling. He did really badly with these ones, so I don't have any like good proof to say he'll do really good with the new ones. But
crazy talk. Does he consider retirement?
At the end of this season? I bet he's considering it right now. You know, like I mean, no. just like the mindset that he was in at the end of the race.
It was rough. Let me rephrase.
I don't think he's seriously considering retirement right now, but like. I'm sure it was just like, I might as well retire.
We're seeing the decline.
Yeah,
maybe a little bit.
It's pretty
more than maybe just the car. Let's hope we're wrong.
I think we see him finish out next season for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, no doubt, because he's planning. He wants Ferrari to focus on next season. He wants them to just forgo this season and focus on next season so that they can have a championship winning car next season. And then if next season doesn't turn out very good, then I think we see him drive one more season, and if that season also is a struggle, then that'll be the season.
Then he drives one more season.
No. I think 2027 is potentially his last season.
That's tough. Okay, fair enough.
And if he does win championship next season, I think he pulls a Sebastian Vettel and just goes, thanks, guys, I'm out. I'll take my number 8 and leave.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean,
he's...
That's his last goal, right? He just wants to get that one more.
Yeah. I think it's good that he's realizing that it's not the car, it's him, because I mean, he was right. Leclerc was fighting for the win during some of that race, and Hamilton was nowhere near. So
dominant.
Let's talk about Ferrari real quick, since we're already on him. Yeah, I mean, we've already touched on Hamilton a little bit. Just some quotes of his: "Feels useless and glad it's over." Shows that he's just really struggling in the Ferrari car at the moment. But yeah, I mean, Leclerc coming out with that pole. Again, I thought, if I remember correctly, he thought he had a decent start, but it just quickly got away from him. And unfortunately, I think it was Oscar. Or no, it was George. I mean, the late battle between George and Charles was actually kind of fun to watch.
Charles was fighting for his life.
Literally fighting for his life. He couldn't do anything more. And that's the sad part, and that's where we kind of seen him have his, not a meltdown, right, but a little bit of a good calm segment, you know, just kind of freaking out a little bit, telling him to trust him more and all this and that. But it, you know, at the end of the day, I think today, actually, I saw that he kind of tried to take all that back. He was like, I was just frustrated type of deal and didn't really want to say all that. But obviously, we've seen with many drivers, when you're in the heat of the moment, things will come out.
Well, on top of it, too, he was under the impression that a setup option they didn't listen to him in a setup option, and that's why he was so heated, when in reality there was something wrong with the car, and so that's why his performance fell off super hard after that first pit. And so because of that, he was misinterpreting what was wrong with the car, and he came out even directly after the race in post-race interviews and was like, yep, I was wrong. I thought that
say that post-race. Yeah, I didn't even see that.
He was basically like, he was like, I was wrong. I thought that they didn't listen to me in the change that I wanted. Come to find out, there was just something fundamentally wrong with the car today.
Not even for the whole day, just like after lap 40. Yeah. I didn't look up anything. I just like read up really quick. Apparently, like, they're guessing chassis issues. There hasn't been anything
concrete yet.
Yeah. But like, yeah.
So that was it, and he pretty much came out right afterwards like, yep, that's on me. So it's a bummer. It was a really good showing from him, though. Charles is so good.
He had a good weekend for the most part. Let's see here. Who we got? Kick Sauber.
We do.
Kick Fan.
We do. Nico Hülkenberg and Gabriel Bortoleto. Nico in 13th and Gabby in sixth. It's crazy. Bortoleto in sixth was not on my bingo card. He qualified seventh, didn't he?
I think that's right. One, two.
I think he qualified seventh and went up to sixth.
Seven and
overtaking Max. Yeah, yes, getting indeed. Ahead of Max. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, well, actually, he was ahead of Max to begin with, but, yeah. So, Nico Hülkenberg, bad drive. It happens. Rough track. He just didn't perform. It is what it is. He'll move past it.
I mean, he started 19th.
I mean, true, yeah. He did make a lot of positions. Nico's still showing. And a track that clearly was not super easy to overtake on. Mm-hmm. So, like, Nico's still showing that his racecraft is much better than his qualifying pace.
Bortoleto had a really good weekend, too. Like, he had really good free practices, too. I mean, he was top 10 the whole, all three, I think. Weekend. I'm pretty sure. So
he was dominant all weekend.
He was right next to Alonso all freaking weekend, actually, pretty much. This was just funny.
Yeah, it was super, super crazy good weekend. And now a lot of people are coming out and starting to notice Bortoleto and are, like, talking about him, which is really exciting for me because he was a rookie that I was really looking forward to. He was probably my most anticipated rookie for, like, performance and whatnot. He's not my favorite rookie of the year right now, but...
He's at least starting to put that idea in your brain, though.
It's starting.
The way he's driving as of late.
He's starting to show that faith I put in him at the beginning of the season was not unfounded. I was expecting these kind of performances when they moved to Audi. I was expecting to see him, like, maybe get a sixth here or there once they moved to Audi. But him doing it in the Kick Sauber is crazy. So
can't wait to see that first Audi livery.
Oh, I'm so excited. You have no clue how excited I am.
Well, what do you want it to look like?
Silver and red.
Silver and red. Nice.
That is very Audi coated.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's going to be red. It's got to have red.
Yep. Like, which sucks because that means that we're going to have three red cars on the grid again.
I was talking about it this weekend with some friends. I mean, Audi has a lot of really good colors, but their, like, mock-up when they entered, it was, like, a red car, I think, red and silver, like you said.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing it's probably going to be, like, reddish of some sort.
I'm assuming so as well.
They have a really good yellow, though.
They have a really good green blue.
Yeah, they have a good blue. Yeah.
It'd be cool if they kept the green. I'd be happy with that.
It would be cool.
Keep the, like, kick green.
Yeah, let's see.
It'd be probably a little darker, probably closer to Aston, but...
I'm cool with that. I like green. I prefer green to red.
Next... Racing Bulls, I suppose, because we talked about Ferrari. So, Joe, you want to talk about Liam?
I don't know if there's much to talk about. I think he just, his strategy was just better. I mean, he's his buddy.
Was your cousin then, sorry.
Yeah. Lawson, I mean, yeah, he didn't do anything wrong, and so he got a good place, right?
I think second race in a row he got P8.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. For all the hate he's gotten on Banner with the Boys, he must be an avid listener. So it's just like turning it around, shoving it back in our face. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hadjar, you know, qualified in the top 10, couldn't quite keep it in points though. And he had a really bad race last weekend. So hopefully you can kind of get that back together because, you know, his name could be in the ring for quote unquote rookie of the year with guys like Antonelli, Bierman, you know, all of them. Who knows? But at this point, who knows? There's 10 more races left, excuse me.
Realistically, this is what we should be seeing from Racing Bulls. They're like...
No, for sure. They're like, I'm not mad, you know, at P11 not by any
quite,
means.
Not quite rookie, but like half rookie driver getting very low points and their rookie driver getting close. Like, yeah.
No, that's great.
That's great. That's what your standard should be. You know?
100%. 100%.
I would say Lawson's. He's finally making up for some lost points.
Some lost time.
I will give Lawson the only flower that apparently a petal of a flower that when he came into the V carb, it all happened really fast, right? They did it like overnight, just Yuki and Liam swap seats, right? And so because of that, that meant that neither driver was able to really do much adjusting their cars into getting a car into a comfortable place for them, and now V-Carb has had some time to change their cars, and apparently a couple races ago they found a really good suspension setup for Liam that had him very comfortable in the car, so they put that new suspension in this car, and ever since they put that in, he's been driving well.
Okay, that's interesting.
That's good.
So it could have literally have just been the fact his poor performances could have been just the car wasn't made for him, and now they're making it for him. So we might see some more performances like this out of him.
Man, it's crazy what, you know, keeping a driver in a seat long enough can do, you know?
Yeah, that's wild. I think we should swap out Liam Lawson for
UK.
Arvid Lindblad.
Arvid Lindblad. Yeah. Yeah, I think we should probably swap out Gasly for Doohan. Just, you know.
just put him in. Give him a shot, you know.
All in.
Might as well.
Yeah, you're just like benching Gasly for the rest of the season type of deal. You don't want him to get injured. You're saving him for next season.
You don't want him to get injured.
You're saving him for next season.
We're conserving him to make sure he doesn't get hurt. It's so funny.
Let's see. Yeah, Mercedes. Okay. Decent weekend recovery I put here for Antonelli after a kind of a disappointing quali, but him and George had pretty good practices all weekend. So that quali is just disappointing, and then Antonelli trying to fight to get in the points. It's just, I don't know. But I guess it's okay, you know, for him, considering last weekend was bad, really bad. So good little bounce back for him and George.
And George grabbing podium, you know?
George grabbing another podium and able to pass Charles. I mean, the second time didn't look very difficult. Yeah, Charles gave it to him a little bit. Actually, Charles gave it to him pretty good. A lot of it.
Maybe a little too much.
Yeah, that's right. He kind of tapped him a little bit. I don't know. A little Rubens racing action. Yeah. Josh, see, good thing I wore my NASCAR hat. George Russell. No, I mean, I can't be mad about that for Mercedes, I think. After last weekend, it's better than last weekend. That's all you can do. You're heading into summer now. Regroup. You know, what are we looking at, constructors? You don't happen to have that pole.
I do.
Oh,
thank God. Both of you.
Mercedes is in third with 236 points.
Ferrari 24 points behind Ferrari.
Correct.
I mean,
and
I mean, that's attainable with a floundering Lewis right now.
I want to point out too, I felt really good about this. I went and checked my what I recommended for my F1 standings.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And my prediction was McLaren to Ferrari to Mercedes to Red Bull. And wouldn't you guess how it is set up right now?
Which is
crazy.
Your
prediction was McLaren to Ferrari to Mercedes to Red Bull.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, really quick. You just said.
What did I say? Uh-oh.
You just said something about Mercedes catching up to Ferrari.
Yeah, 24 points. Yeah. I think.
And then you just said that the current position is what you had thought it would be.
Yeah.
Mercedes is consistently doing okay. I mean, Russell's consistently up there. Antonelli is here or there.
Fighting for points.
And then Ferrari is like very all over the place, especially with
That's
Lewis.
I mean.
Charles is more
at least
stable,
more consistent lately.
But like
for sure.
I think we've seen some recently. We've seen some worse showings. I think a little bit maybe. I mean, yeah. Does Mercedes catch up to Ferrari?
It might even out. It might be a race for second.
Yeah,
towards
I mean,
the end
after
of the
after this weekend, I'm kind of convinced that Ferrari's found like a good setting, and then Lewis just needs to catch up, and then they'll be set, and they'll probably keep their position. But Mercedes could also kind of have a breakthrough at any point. You
so
know?
my only dispute.
There's one team getting in the way that we haven't talked about yet.
My only dispute to all of that is I think right now there's a lot of hindsight bias with how good Mercedes did this last weekend, and I think the only reason they did as good as they did this last weekend was because of weather. Like, we were expecting this weekend to be hot, and some rain came in the night before the race, cooled down the track a lot, and it was cool track temperatures, which is where the Mercedes thrives. And I think that that happenstance happened to allow George Russell and the rest of the Mercedes to
sorry,
thrive.
Joe's messing with stuff.
My bad.
He broke during Mike's take. Unbelievable.
That's interesting.
Call your mom.
We have a lot of cold races coming up.
Do we? We also have a lot of hot races coming up.
That's true.
We are going back to the Middle East.
We are, but then we're coming back. Yes.
Mexico and COTA, which are both incredibly hot tracks.
I don't know if they're incredibly hot. They're also later in the year.
Texas in July? Texas in August?
It's not going to be August either.
Okay, September is still Texas.
That's fair.
It's going to be like...
Yeah, it's right, okay.
It's going to be like 80 to 90 Celsius.
Okay, I mean, okay.
Whoa, Celsius, holy cow, hold on, slow
down. We're going back to, okay, but like Qatar at night, COTA at night, those are going to be cooler.
Still really hot. Do you not remember...
They're not going to be really hot.
Do you not remember Oscar Piastri last year...
Doesn't believe
at
him.
Qatar,
oh,
literally him
no,
laying
totally
down
right.
on the floor
like
to cool down.
You're 100% correct. It's very, very humid there.
Incredibly humid, incredibly hot.
No, you're right. You're right.
But out of summer, they could flip the script. Maybe it'll be a hot running car.
That'd be crazy.
I think, I think you're right. The cool does definitely help them a lot, but they have a whole kind
He's downplaying George's skill.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm here for the mix-up. I'd like to see them fighting, and not just because you have them up there. I just want to see more fighting between
honestly,
them.
Honestly, as much as I want my predictions to be right, I like Mercedes more than I do Ferrari. So if sure. Mercedes gets ahead, I'm happy.
Sounds good. Aston.
Aston, oh, I wore my hat. Yeah, crazy. I forgot they existed. I thought we already covered them.
Aston Martin jumps to sixth in constructors.
And this is exactly what we all expected to see out of him. Finishes like this from the start of the season, honestly.
I didn't.
You know? I did. Well, we know. But like mid. Oh, Joe's taking out the OG paper here.
Let's see. I think we have his fifth. Aston Martin, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Granted, they're six now, right now, but only
how much?
18 points
only
away.
Only 18 points away. Yeah, you're right. How much have they gotten in the last, like, four races, though?
It's all right here.
A short burst is still worth it. Alpine do it last year.
When they went into the season, they were talking about how this season wasn't going to be their focus. They were more focused on 2026, right? They said Newey wasn't even going to look at this car. And then they were ninth in constructors, and they were panicking. And they were like, okay, you know what, Adrian, take a look at this car over lunch, right? Adrian took a couple looks at the car, gave them some ideas. They brought some upgrades. Things got better, and now they're actually starting to perform. And where they weren't going to really work on this car at all, they've started working on this car, and it's starting to show. So, I mean, I feel like my prediction wasn't too crazy. I wasn't expecting them to actually work on their car.
Fair enough.
But anyways, enough trying to defend my honor.
No, I mean, great GP.
I think my favorite news article from Aston's great showing is that they need to understand why it was such a good showing.
Yeah.
They're like, not 100% sure where this came from, but because I don't think they had any huge upgrades or mm-hmm. anything, you know? I mean, Alpine had more of an upgrade for Hungary than Aston Martin did.
Yeah, right.
That's crazy, right?
That's crazy,
isn't that
right?
Insane? Isn't that crazy?
Guys.
Anyway.
Guys.
I mean, yeah, it's insane.
I'm just wondering
a ton of points right away.
I'm just wondering if the Aston is like super high downforce or something like that and just really good in low speed corners. And this track being mostly low speed corners just meant that they were able to extract more performance out of this track. Because they did terribly at Spa.
Yeah.
They did do terrible
at Spa.
They did very badly at Spa.
And that's like no downforce.
Spa.
So,
Spa.
I made the point about the Alpine short burst of like points. If that's Aston's strategy, they did it way too early. I'm getting the playback of Fast and Furious too soon,
too
Junior.
Soon. Too soon.
I was hoping you were going
too
there.
Too soon,
I'm
Junior.
That up if you don't. Yeah, nice. Good call.
That's funny.
Last but probably least. Joe is stretching, getting worked out.
I need to lean back for the blowback.
Take it away, Joe, to talk about.
Let me paint
McLaren.
You a picture really quick.
Okay, Bob Ross.
We start
Joe,
the race.
Joe, you're bleeding. Look how excited he is.
Oh my
He's
God,
bleeding
I'm
on
bleeding.
His arm.
What
oh
the
my
heck?
Gosh.
That's crazy.
Don't put it on there. You can use this piece of paper.
Hold, here. Please. Oh,
why are you bleeding? What the heck?
Sorry, we don't need that paper. We need
I think
that.
I've been very fidgety today, and so I might have just like scratched myself.
He's just so excited. Do we have a nurse on standby for our shows?
It's okay.
God,
I'm not bleeding that badly. I'm not bleeding that
Kevin,
badly.
Kevin, I'm going to get you a nurse cap.
We're going to get demonetized.
Budget cuts, Kev says.
I would like you to imagine
Shoot,
this.
Moment,
please. All right. Start of the race.
Wait, do we have to close our eyes too?
No.
Oh.
This is mostly for me. You can if you want
to. So let me try to imagine with my eyes.
Leclerc is in first. He gets a really good run. Oscar gets a really good run behind him. And Lando Norris falls two places behind.
P5.
Three places behind?
Yeah, he went to P5.
Okay, three places behind. Within the next 40 or so laps, 30, I'll say 30 laps, he's able to make a couple positions up. And he decides to go for a different strategy than the other top runners. He's going to go for a one-stop. He makes the one-stop work. He gets to first. Everyone tries to catch up. Again, Leclerc in first for the first half of the race. I think he's going to win. He has good pace. Oscar cannot catch him. We get to 40 and beyond. Lando keeping first.
Lando
Oscar behind, getting closer and closer. By the last 10 laps, like 15 seconds ahead of third, after not being in first, they made that gap half race distance, right? Crazy effort. Now, other competitors aside, let's go ahead and talk about McLaren just in general. Or not McLaren in general, just McLaren specifically. We saw more fighting between Norris and Piastri. We knew it was going to happen. Norris, I did not think Norris was going to keep it. I thought Piastri was going to get him. We got to lap 60. We got 67 or something like that. We got a huge lockup from Piastri. Almost went straight into Lando. A repeat in reverse order of Canada. Like,
gosh,
horror movie for me.
Crazy
horror movie for me. But he ends up keeping it. We hear him. We hear him kind of, you know, just his whole strategy. Both of their strategies are talking about each other. They're focused on each other. They're focused on the championship.
Oh yeah.
They just have monster pace currently. Finishing the race 25 seconds away from third. It's just a good day to be McLaren. I'm sure it's not a good day to be Oscar. I'm sure he's going to think about, you know, a lot of things. It might have been a strategy thing, you know. He just wasn't the right strategy to go with. But it was a great showing again. I'm happy to be wearing a new McLaren hat. I'm happy that I bought this hat this weekend.
Just giving them money for... Unbelievable. He's literally buying their new parts.
Crazy.
yeah, pretty much. I'm funding.
Buying the upgrades
or
for
I'm actually funding whoever the reseller is. I don't know. But
don't say that.
Another 1-2. McLaren's 200th win. You are correct. I believe it was their 200th win.
Correct.
Another masterclass. No real big issues except for Piastri's lockup. Otherwise, very solid race from both of the drivers. I'm looking forward. And Lando keeps catching them. Like, Lando's getting closer and closer.
It's right there. That's part of our summer break preview. He's right there. We'll definitely get into that.
So 9 points away.
I had two thoughts.
Yeah.
Is it negative?
First, no. Darn. Both great. So two thoughts. One, like, first off, Oscar... in post-race interview even commented saying like he wasn't upset with the result. He said Lando drove excellently. I felt like I drove great, just strategies were different, and he goes, it just didn't work out. It happens, you know. Like, if there were one or two more laps, Oscar would have had him for sure. So like, it is what it is, honestly. I don't think Oscar is upset about that. I don't think he has any reason to be upset about that. My other thing is that driver of the day went to Gabriel Bortoleto. Mm-hmm. Who I think is, that's awesome. I love to see him getting driver of the day. I like to see different drivers winning it. But if I'm being real, he didn't deserve it. He drove really, really good, but I do think Lando had the best drive of the day.
Mm.
I do think that resoundingly, like, he was one of only a few drivers who made a one-stop work. He took he made up four positions back up to first and then held that position and was able to fight off
A charging Oscar.
Oscar on a huge tire delta, and still, like you said, finished like what, like 20 seconds ahead of third, like,
yep,
something like that. It was
seconds,
20 I have it right here. It's 21.9 seconds.
Yep. Yeah, so that's crazy. Yeah,
so like, absolutely
over a car that was also fast this weekend.
Yes. Absolutely monster drive. I think Lando was the best driver on the day. I'm not going to complain about Gabriel getting driver of the day, but I feel like give the boys roses, you know?
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, 22 seconds away from third, and then Russell in third, 21 seconds away from Leclerc. Crazy. Yeah, it's just that. Yeah, it's... just a great day. Just a great weekend for McLaren. Just a great season for McLaren, am I right?
For sure.
I have to soak this all up. I got to, like, roll around in it because I just don't
know
what's going to happen.
Before they take their tragic fall.
Yeah,
because
I just don't know
what's about to happen coming out of summer.
When Aston Martin shows up and wins Constructors next year.
I feel like we have Constructors locked up this year.
Sure. 100%.
I mean, I think one of them has drivers locked up, too. Like, who's in third? It's Max in third still, right?
Yes.
It's Max in third, but he is almost 100 points away from Norris at this point.
Correct.
That's crazy to think about.
He's about 90, 80, 86, 88, if you're being specific.
Damn.
Yeah. Wicked. George is only 15 points behind him.
That's wild.
Is that crazy?
That's wild. That's wild.
Yikes.
Joe, do you have any calm call outs?
Man. Just the one that you put down, so I'll let you cover
the Piastri one.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, well, and the Leclerc one.
Yeah,
Leclerc
one was great too. So the Piastri one, he pretty much you know, engineer came on, whatever, talking about how far he is or ahead of the Ferrari, and he really didn't. He pretty much said he doesn't care. He was really only worried about Lando, and it just solidifies how bad these drivers want this WDC at this point. Again, leading into our summer break preview, we can definitely touch on it one more time before we close out. And then the only other one I had was I just put Leclerc meltdown for a minute. I mean, he had a solid like 15 seconds where he just let it all out.
The whole message with the starting with this is so frustrating, so incredibly frustrating.
The commentator was like, we're running out of screen.
Yeah, exactly. I know you've seen this, but on TikTok, people are editing that message and doing the Star Wars intro and just kind of like setting it up the screen.
It's so funny.
I've not seen that. That's hilarious.
It's so good.
My algorithm's off. I need to see more of that. Yeah. What the heck?
Mine too. He sends me all of my of my Formula One TikToks. I'm like, TikTok, figure it out. I want to see this stuff too.
Right.
You guys are liking them, man.
I do.
All right. Quick thoughts. You got any quick thoughts?
Quick thoughts? Your face is a quick thought.
No, Joe, that's my note. You stole it.
Nice.
Quick thoughts. Actually, yeah, I just kind of want to. We have what? We're at 40. We're good. I think I don't know if we're going to touch on this in summer preview, but I'm curious. Favorite moment from first half of the year?
Nah. Yeah, we could talk on that real quick.
Yeah? It doesn't have to be anything huge. Just call one moment out.
Come on. It's easy. I bought a hat.
It's Nico, yeah?
It's Nico on the podium. Really cool that was moment. The most exciting racing moment I think I've ever had. So, yeah, that not even close.
It is a hard one to top. That's a hard one to top. Did Kimi get a podium?
He did.
I think that's what it is for me. Just rookie getting on podium was pretty wild.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
Kimi was on the podium with George. They double podium.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
What race was that?
Great question.
Wait, Kimi got a podium?
You think I would know.
Yeah, Kimi's been on the podium.
Positive, dude.
Not here, not Belgian.
Hold on.
British. Stand by.
Nope. Yeah, we're double checking.
Oh, he did. He got a podium in Canada. He was third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I think that's what it is for me. Obviously, such a huge moment that I remembered what race it was, but... You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, but that was awesome. Yeah. And it was a great drive out of him too.
For sure. Joe, what's yours?
You know,
Mance asked the question, doesn't even have his own answer.
I don't. I was thinking about this earlier today and I was like thinking about it and I was like, I don't know if I have like so much crazy good things have happened. Nico's a really hard one to beat.
For sure.
It's really hard to beat.
It's really, really hard to beat that one. I mean, this is not a single moment, but like just the dominance we've been seeing from some of the McLaren drivers, like, and like some of the fights we've seen between them were great as well. So, but I think if I had to pick one, it's probably Nico. That was such a special moment. It was really, really cool seeing the team so excited and them partying. I love seeing that stuff. So
yeah, for sure.
That was really nice. Oh, I also say this, this last weekend on the podium, Lando took the trophies, put them to the side so they didn't break, and then he started celebrating. That was also a pretty good fun moment too.
I was like, I saw him like take the trophies and move them off to the side. I was like, he's learning. And then he shook and he went, kunk, and I was like, he did the thing.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Let's see. Do we even have? Do you guys have any news? Because I mean, I know usually we do a transition, but there's no news right now on here, so we might as well just cover it. Because I don't think there's any news. I didn't have anything. I haven't looked.
I haven't even looked at the thing. Are we going to talk about ideas, predictions for summer break?
Yeah, for
driver moves and things like that. I assumed as much.
Yeah. We'll get into that. Yeah.
Faux shizzle.
Good.
Faux shizzle. Should we just get into that?
Well, no. We'll just do our.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. We got no news. Oh, yeah. So, we'd probably just get into summer break preview in a minute here. What do you got there, Kev? What do we got?
Don't break the trophy.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, that's the champagne
bottle. Yeah.
He signed the champagne, and he wrote himself a note saying, don't break the trophy, which is the funniest.
Everybody
moment.
Always needs gentle reminders from themselves.
Yeah.
With that, Kev, when you're ready, let's go right into summer break preview.
And And now I'm here to bring you up to speed for this summer break. We don't have a race to cover this week. We will cover that in 3 weeks.
Sad.
But we have three weeks. Yeah. But we have summer break, you know. We're going to just kind of talk really quick about what we think might be coming for summer break, what we're most looking forward to after summer break, maybe just sort of like a race that we're really looking forward to or something. Schmelzy, I'm going to kind of kick it to you because you have a couple notes here that you may want to start off.
Yeah, the second one is wildness before we get into predictions. So, but the first one is, oh, fellas. We are staring right at an epic Lando versus Oscar 10-round heavyweight title match with only 9 points separating the pair of papayas.
Okay, Sunday. Oh.
Sunday. Can't see shit. $5.
take about 10% off there, Super Chief.
Yeah, back in 1999 they were. Anyway, I think I spit on my screen.
And you almost broke your chair while you were at it, too. That was crazy.
Yeah, anyway, real quick, had to get all that energy out. Oh, man. We are about to have a crazy 10 races. I mean, if those last few laps showed us anything, they both want it bad.
Oh, I mean,
bad. It'd
absolutely
be each of their first one. So, I don't know. I think we're going to see some carnage.
Thoughts? Who do we have?
Do it?
Who do we have? Starting with the McLaren boy. This is your team.
Oh, yes, I agree.
My season prediction is Lando, but, man, Oscar's been showing up.
Holy cow.
Oscar's been showing up, but Lando has been having a comeback, right?
Yeah.
So that's what makes me so excited post-summer break. We're going to see a lot of really good fights, I'm hoping, from both of them. I'm hoping we don't just see one of them fall off and the other one just kind of...
If they do,
it's going to be Lando, I think. But
why?
I just think Oscar's more consistent than him. And then I think Lando has some really good, really, really good races.
I think Lando gets in his head more than Oscar does.
Definitely.
That'd be the only down.
To answer your question, I think it's probably going to be Oscar.
Ooh.
Okay.
And he is the current leader, right?
By
9 points? Yeah.
You
want me to go?
Yeah, your turn.
Lando Norris.
You think
Lando's going to take it?
I'm really happy someone said
this
Lando.
This guy can't think that.
I'm really happy someone said Lando.
I'm with you. I think it's going to be Oscar. Yeah. I love Lando. I like Oscar more. I think either one of them could take it, honestly. I'm predicting it to be Oscar, but if Lando gets it, I'm going to be like, yeah, okay, sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be so happy. I'm going to be probably more happy if Lando gets it, but I think realistically Oscar probably will.
So the gremlin inside of me really doesn't want Lando to get it.
Why?
Do
you not like Lando?
I know I do, but like,
oh my god,
it's such a meme that like Lando's been working so hard to get this title. Lando spent so much time building this team up only for some random schmuck to come here.
Australia?
No. Yep.
Yeah.
Some random schmuck from Australia to show up, take his position and win constructors.
You're a bad person.
Like I said, the gremlin inside of me.
Can't even say like Lando deserves it more because I mean, Oscar also deserves it.
He's had a great drive all season.
Just because Lando's been with McLaren for longer and has been fighting it for longer, it doesn't. And like he had a really good last season. Oscar showing up, right?
Full stop. Yep. Honestly, I'm kind of in a position where I was like, Lando, you kind of had your shot last year and you bottled it.
No. I super disagree with that. I don't think he had. I don't think he ever had a shot yesterday. I'm saying this with hindsight, obviously, but last year. Sorry,
yesterday.
No, I don't think he ever shot. Ever had a shot last year, and I'm saying that with hindsight, obviously. But like,
I don't know. I feel like he had a shot. I think he definitely has a better shot this year. For full stop. I
mean, yeah.
Obviously, we see that with the points. But like, I don't know. I'm not like he had a shot last year and he bottled it and now he's got another competitor. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Now he's got another competitor and this other competitor is showing up and it's Oscar's third year and I would love to see somebody win a constructors champ or a WDC in their third year.
That would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
That's some Lewis Hamilton, you know. That's some Lewis Hamilton.
Did Lewis win his third year?
I think so.
That's crazy.
Lewis Hamilton WDC.
That sounds correct.
Actually, I could be very wrong.
I don't know when he.
His first one was in 2008 with McLaren.
So I think that's 4 years because I think he started in 04.
Okay.
But that does sound right.
I could be wrong.
That does sound right.
So maybe 4 years. You're close.
We have the power of Google.
2007.
Is when he started?
Yeah.
Dang! Why did I think 04?
Wait, no, that doesn't make... Wait, that means it was his second year. Did he win WDC his second year?
Oh, God. We're going down the rabbit trail.
Are we not... Look, we should know this.
Yeah, we should know this. We're losing all credibility.
Okay, so I don't know. So I was just curious to see, like, who was the earliest driver to win WDC in their careers, like whether it was second year, third year, whatever. And Giuseppe Nino Farina is the earliest rookie to win the Formula One World Drivers Championship, achieving the feat in the inaugural 1950 season, which was also his first year in the sport.
Oh, okay. The inaugural season.
Yeah.
First so that's, year in the sport because it's the inaugural season.
So that's a little...
Yes. Hamilton was runner-up in his first season. That's and wild. He won his second season.
That's wild.
That is pretty wild.
That's wild.
Okay. Piastri's still very close, you know.
Yeah.
And hey, hear this. It's also in a McLaren. Kind of crazy, right?
I mean,
you'd like to think
six
that,
years
you?
Ago, yeah.
What the heck? Anyway.
All right, I got a couple crazy things to throw at you.
Yeah, please do.
So did you guys hear that Ollie Bearman is to replace Lewis at Ferrari this summer? Next season, Sebastian Vettel to come back and replace Yuki Tsunoda for a constructor title with Max in 2026. Gasly also to retire as Alpine has sucked up all of his joy he gets from racing. There's a lot of things I just threw at you.
Did you just try and clickbait me?
Yeah, for sure. No, I'm just curious if you have any other outlandish things you have thought about that you don't want to share with anybody. Oh. Now would be a good thing to share.
I mean, we have to
just
say
throw it out there.
Back to Mercedes.
No, that's over. That's not going to happen.
It's never going to be over. No. We're going to keep
that's also not outlandish.
It'll come back. Don't worry.
Fair enough.
Any outlandish stuff? I mean, nothing crazy. I'm really... I don't have anything as crazy as any of the nonsense you just spilled out.
I really had to think about some
of any of that nonsense that you just spilled out. I'm really looking forward to seeing what they do at Alpine, honestly. That's like my biggest watch at the moment. It's just
figure out what
they're
going to
do. Yeah, because we got driver decisions and team principal decisions. So, like, weirdly, last team in constructors. Kind of just watching them. That's my big watch team at the moment over summer break. And then I don't think George has signed with Mercedes yet.
He is not. And neither Antonelli also does not have a contract for 26.
I thought I saw a headline saying that George won't, or some a headline said that George won't sign over the summer break either.
Oh,
maybe it was clickbait and it was like, yeah, because he's going to sign after the summer break, like right after, like when Toto usually does it.
Stupid.
So, I don't know.
Stupid.
I don't know.
Is it true that, sorry, you said Toto and it triggered something. Is it true that Toto went to talk to Lewis after this race?
Did he?
Like, what's his name? Vassar or
I'm
whatever?
Sure he
like,
probably
brought Toto
did.
In, be like, dude, can you just talk to this guy real quick?
I'm sure he did. The two of them are still, like, really good friends.
That's what I mean. Like, I thought I saw
like,
some.
Toto has some said thing. Before that the two of them regularly text each other.
Oh,
like,
I'm sure.
Like, they keep in contact, they chat with each other.
You won World Championship Seal. You're going to still talk to each other.
Yeah,
you
spent years with each other. Like, yeah.
There's probably some stuff you can't say. You know what
well,
I mean?
Of course.
But,
yeah, okay.
But you can
spread.
But you can be friends.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
No,
so yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
No. I don't think you're wrong. I think they did have maybe a little bit of a chat or something.
Just a little like hard
it would make
to
sense.
Be. Person.
Yeah. I mean, makes sense. Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Summer predictions. What do we got? I mean, whatever. Cadillac will probably announce at least one driver.
Oh,
I
hope so. Oh, that's another
big
watch.
Hope, right?
I really, really want to see Cadillac announce. That'd
was,
be sick.
Just announce somebody, man.
Yeah.
I don't care who it is at this point. Just let's announce a driver.
I hope so.
At least
there
be done.
Somebody
seems
from
really
the,
late, considering 26 is coming up quick.
There was somebody from the wing of Cadillac, somebody who works for Cadillac, who stated that Cadillac will be announcing their first driver in their lineup this summer break.
Is the easy one just Bottas? And then the second driver is the hard.
That's like I definitely think that's the easiest one.
You know,
I mean, I feel like they're probably going to announce them at the same. Well,
I really hope that they announce that they're picking up Bottas, and that Bottas doesn't go to freaking Alpine. He deserves better.
I don't see Alpine. I don't see him sticking at Alpine unless he starts like getting them points, and then they're like, "You want a seat?"
Is Bottas number one?
Because yeah. I mean, does Alpine outperform Cadillac when they first join in?
I sure hope they do.
That's a question.
Yeah, it would be.
Right
it would, they should be.
I
you
sure
know?
Hope they
should
do.
Be. No, yeah, that's another really great point. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing what Alpine does, and I'm really looking forward to seeing eventually what Cadillac brings too.
I could see Alpine doing nothing.
Predictions for Cadillac: it's Bottas, and it's
Checo.
It's probably going to be Checo. Checo. Yeah. Checo. I don't want it to be Checo. I like it to be a rookie, but like it'll probably be Checo.
I think my dream pairing for Cadillac right now is Valtteri and Felipe Drugovich.
Drugovich?
Drugovich.
Is he an F2 driver?
He's a reserve driver for Aston Martin.
Reserve driver, okay.
Yep.
I'd like to see. This won't happen.
Have they talked? Has his name been circulated with Cadillac at all?
Okay. It is. Okay. It is. There's been a lot of talk. There's also talk about Mick Schumacher.
There has been talk about Mick Schumacher.
Colton Herta and. Although Colton Herta has fallen off pretty hard.
IndyCar driver, right?
Yep. Yeah. IndyCar driver, correct. He has fallen off the radar pretty hard.
I don't think they're going to go Indy.
Yeah, probably not.
For one of their first drivers.
They probably won't.
I think at someday we'll see an Indy driver come back into F1, but I don't think it'll be this time around.
Nope.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, so nonetheless.
I wonder how real a Mick Schumacher, you know, situation would be.
I mean, he's not racing in F1 anymore. He's doing other things.
Sports car.
I think he's doing sports car. He's probably doing WEC. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought last I heard he was doing sports car with Alpine.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
That's what he mentioned last week. For sure.
I did mention that. He was definitely doing that during Le Mans. I don't know if he's doing that year, like full year.
I thought he was. He had a contract with Alpine to drive sports car with them.
He is testing with Alpine and is being considered by General. Every single AI overview is saying he's being considered for Cadillac, but
of course
he is in WEC currently, which is the like Le Mans sports car. I don't know if he's racing full time though. Like he did Le Mans because they needed a lot of drivers for it. He might be doing just more testing and stuff like that. I'm not sure.
He is 26 years old. I mean, is Cadillac literally Mick Schumacher's last opportunity to maybe get another F1 seat?
Yeah.
Like, literally, final, like, this could be his last chance? You don't think so?
I think that there's a distant...
Alpine?
Yes. I think there's a distant world that Alpine's like, okay. Alpine looks at their little Rolodex and like, all right, who else do we got here? Mick? Okay.
God. Just chew him up and spit him out for the second time in Formula One.
You're right, Alpine endurance team.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So those are my predictions. That's who I want. I do hope it's Felipe and Valtteri. That'd be a fun team up.
I would prefer seeing Bottas and Mick, but I super doubt Mick's coming back. So
I don't think Mick's coming back. It'll be Bottas. I think if they got Mick, I'd be happy.
I'd be happy to see him back. Yeah. I would hope nothing for him to succeed.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
But I mean,
I genuinely feel
no idea what Cadillac's bringing.
Genuinely feel so bad
for
the guy that he's got the Schumacher name, because like that shadow.
That would be tough.
That shadow.
You see it all the time with pro athletes, their sons or whatever, or the juniors and stuff. Don't pan out sometimes. You know what I mean?
It's
for sure. That'd be tough.
Did you know that Senna had a cousin, and he raced in F1?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
remember what his name was, but
anyway,
yeah.
I didn't.
I've heard some little things. I'm not going to say like I know
raced,
everything about
him. I saw it because I think I was looking at like a replay of like a race that happened in like the 2010s, and there was a Senna racing, and I was like, "What?
Yeah,
like I was that's crazy."
Yeah,
he's like, "Wait, no, he's no longer around. What are we doing?" Yeah, no, man. Yeah,
exactly. That's what I said. I was like,
"This is a glitch."
Who was it that Charles Leclerc is related to? He's related to a relatively big former driver, not Villeneuve. Who the heck?
Oh, not cousin, nephew. Sorry, I apologize. He raced 2010 to 2012. My bad.
Nephew.
Okay,
yeah. That makes a little more sense.
Honestly. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Hey, at least he got a shot. 2 years. You said?
Yeah.
You
know? I mean, he raced for
who? Did he race for?
HRT, Renault, and Williams.
Okay.
And apparently he's also known for racing series like GT and Formula E. So
Okay. Does he still currently race Formula E?
Let's find out. Bruno Senna.
And then we'll wrap this thing up. Holy crap.
He's a former race car driver, so I don't think so.
Okay. I mean,
he's 41 years old right now. Yeah, no, I don't think he's done anything.
Fair enough.
Oh. Oh, that's kind of cool. He won 2017. He won the FIA WEC championship in LMP2. That's pretty cool.
In LMP2?
Yeah, so okay. That's like the like there's like the big classes, the GTPs,
right?
And then the LMP2s are like the
one right
the
below.
Like one right below.
Yeah.
That's who it was. I was trying to remember who it was that Charles Leclerc was related to, and he was related to
Arthur Leclerc.
Jules Bianchi.
He's related to him?
Yes. Yes, he was related to Jules Bianchi. It was a godfather? Godfather. Jules Bianchi was his godfather. That's what it was.
Bianchi's a great bicycle.
Jules Bianchi was the guy who who died in an accident crashing into the recovery vehicle.
Oh, that was him?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Why? Who did I think that was? Okay, interesting. Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. Yep.
So...
God, that was sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Back in 2015. Wow, that was a lot more recent than I thought. Yeah. So this is my stuff. This is all I have. I'm locking my phone.
Right. Well, thanks for being back, Mike.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for being back.
I'm glad I could be here.
Unperished.
I am
unperishable.
I've been necromanced back to the living.
That's good. Joel. Yep.
That was. This is so cringe.
Bump again.
impossibly
cringe.
Right, we gotta wrap this thing up.
Joe's gotta get out of here. His ride's been waiting on him.
Yeah, my mom's here.
My mom's home.
Kev, thanks for doing it as always, Kev. Of course. Yadi, no. No show until August 26th. That's when we will be having our summer recap and the preview of the Dutch GP with the return of Up to Speed. We'll see if any, because it got up to speed.
Yeah.
That was dumb. We'll see if anything transpires before then. If not, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the banner, whether that's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or iHeartRadio. And we will see you not next week, in a couple weeks. Yeah. Bye. Let's get out of here.
Goodbye. Now.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.